This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. World leaders pledged more than $3 billion on Thursday for the global fight against the pandemic as the United States marked a grim point in its own COVID-19 battle. And without the billions of dollars in emergency funding President Joe Biden has sought from Congress. The U.S. has recorded about 82 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Estimate of the total deaths vary, but as of Thursday, Johns Hopkins University data said about 999,000 deaths had been recorded. The U.S. came to this gathering without a commitment from Congress for the $5 billion in global funding the Biden administration has asked for. Leading Vice President Kamala Harris appealed to the Congress to approve the White House funding request. She and the Biden administration has called on Congress for $22.5 billion in additional emergency funding to battle COVID-19. She said $5 billion of that would be dedicated to the global effort to fight the virus, while the remaining funds would go toward domestic funding. At least one person confirmed to have COVID-19 has died in North Korea, and hundreds of thousands have shown fever symptoms, state media reported on Friday, offering hints at the potentially dire scale of the country's first confirmed outbreak since the pandemic began. At least 187,800 people are being treated in isolation after a fever of that origin, has explosively spread nationwide since late April, according to the official KCNA news agency. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website,